Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour, 7 Minutes of Saints Daily Podcast. Andrew, today we are going to do a hot scorching take served up by you. You do not like Latavius Murray. You think he's going to be awful. You are sad that he's been parking from left like the rest of us, but you are definitely anti-Latavius Murray. Explain yourself.
Well, you're definitely throwing fuel on the fire there. I don't love the signing. I think this will be a Kurt Coleman type disappointment, and we'll see how it plays out. I mean, obviously I could be wrong, but I will explain why I believe that in a second. But yeah, I think when you look at the Laurinaitis pick, where, you know, the Saints basically bought a lemon with Laurinaitis, he couldn't do it anymore physically. And then Kurt Coleman, I think he can still do it physically, maybe, but he wasn't that good. But I would put them in the same bucket, you know. And part of it with Coleman, I think, was the ascension of Von Bell. So maybe it's not fair to maybe paint him as Laurinaitis. But
it's a fair comparison. The comparison that I think to make, and if you think he's a bust, and I'm not sure. But the Saints signed C.J. Spiller to a lot of money. Now, people can argue – you can argue, well, C.J. Spiller got hurt and he was never healthy, and that's why he didn't succeed, and that's part of it. Or you can argue, you know what? C.J. Spiller never could quite understand the Saints' playbook, so they didn't play him. And that's the thing that I think as I go through these drafts and these and I don't grade players, but that's the thing that I always want to know about a player before anything with the Saints' offense. Like, how smart are they? Because Sean Payton's offense is complicated as fuck. They run their whole philosophy is we formation you to death. So if the player can't grasp the playbook, he's screwed from the jump. I don't care how fast he runs, what he does, whatever.
Well, I think with Spiller it was both. I mean, his knee. I mean, and all you have to do is look at what he's done since he left the Saints. I mean, clearly, physically, he's done. But I think that was a component. I agree with you that not knowing the playbook was another reason why maybe he saw the field less than the Saints ideally would have wanted him on there. And, you know, I think give Sean Payton credit. I think he's always learning from his mistakes. I think he's always adapting. I think that's one of his best qualities, honestly. I think in all facets of business and life, I think, you know, we're all going to make mistakes. We're all human, but it's just, do you learn from those mistakes and do you constantly adapt and refine yourself? And I think that's what Sean Payton did. If you hear him talk about how they evaluate rookies, there's this new test that they have now. And these people take a test and it helps the teams identify how quickly these guys can learn. And that's hugely valuable to the Saints. And they take that really seriously because Sean Payton says it's all about how quickly can a guy learn. And I think the C.J. Spiller experience probably on some level affected his how highly he regards that, because he's like, yes, my offense is complicated and it is difficult. And part of the reason they loved Alvin Kamara so much is he scored very highly on that test. And Sean Payton knew when he got him in the building, he was like, okay, this kid is insanely smart. He's going to be able to absorb this and know the playbook like the back of his hand because he sees it once and he's got it. And, yeah, and that's how Vitt used to talk about Vilma, this photographic memory where he just remembers and absorbs everything.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, that was interesting about the, you know, they said, oh, the Arizona coach is going to let the players look at their cell phones for a cell phone break. Sean Payton admitted that, like, last year when they talked about Davenport, he scored really highly on the test. And the Saints are like, yeah, we let them look at their phone. We're like, hey, just we'll give you a break during the meeting. We know everybody in the world is jonesing to check their cell phone 9,000 times a day. So, like, in the middle of the meeting, just grab the phone for 5 minutes, look at it, check your Twitter, check your email, and then put it back down. And, it, you know, it wasn't this earth-shattering thing. And the interesting thing about that test was this: people would do features on it. SB Nation did one and other people. But the, and Saints are usually very open about their offense, and Sean Payton will talk about anything. The test, he's like, yeah, we do the test. We're not telling you really anything about it. Like, you know, so they're not really open about it. Probably they're not really open about it because it really works, and they don't want other people to know the specifics of it, which I found was interesting. But back to Murray.
Yeah.
I think his floor, Andrew, the issue with him is I don't necessarily think he's going to be a complete failure. The problem you have is if he's like a Tim Hightower, even though he's not making that much money, right, it's only, you know, it's, what was it, four, it was 4 years, $13 million, which is not that much, right? If he's Tim Hightower, we're going to be like, why did you pay him at all? Like, you could have just got a dude off the scrap heap and give you this. Like, you know, so you have that component, and you have, dude, unless he's Jim Brown, like, he broke up the comedy team of Kamara and Ingram. And, like, and it, we know it's – fans, as we know, it's not his fault. But in the back of our mind, like, that's how we're going to judge him. So – he has such a high bar to make fans happy, you know?
Well, and the thing is, like, I don't really view him as an Ingram replacement. I view it – Ingram leaving as, okay, Kamara's the guy now, and we're going to elevate his usage. We're going to elevate his snap count. Not by a ton. I mean, he doesn't all of a sudden become – you know, Deuce McAllister level of usage, you know, when Deuce was basically on the field for every snap. But I think Kamara's usage maybe goes up by 5-10%. And, you know, whereas, like, with him and Ingram, it was 1 and 1A as your running backs. Now it's clearly Kamara 1, Latavius Murray 2. You know, and Murray's still going to get his 10 touches a game or whatever. But I just don't think he touches it as much as Ingram, unless he proves that he's a really good player and that he's productive for the Saints. Their main reason I don't like it, and as I look at his tape, and I've said this before, so I apologize to our listeners if I sound like a broken record, but his running style, he is so vertical. I mean, he does not kind of make himself small through the hole. I mean, he's a really big back, first of all. I mean, I think he's like 6'2", 6'3", but you know, so he's enormous, you know, in terms of his size. And his running style is very vertical. So he's actually, surprisingly for his size, pretty bad at short yardage stuff. And I know how the Saints use Ingram, and I know that in short yardage situations, you know, they can do the Bree sneak, they can use the Zach Line fullback dive. So, like,
I
think they have other ways.
Well, you know, they have other ways to do it. You know, my thing about the Bree sneak is I believe the Bree sneak.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is like the, your grandma's good china. And
you only bring it out for the best dinners. Right?
You only bring it out for the best dinners, the biggest moments. I don't want the Saints doing the Breeze sneak twice a week. I don't like, he's 40. I don't like it because I don't like it. And I think that's not something that I want them. You know, that's for huge moments in close games or whatever. So I hope.
But I mean, it's widely known. It's widely known that Murray has been a poor goal line back for the Vikings. In fact, a lot of times they take him out when they were at the goal line. And he's been a poor short yardage guy. And I just think the Saints asked that of Ingram. And those types of situations is when they may want to take Kamara off the field. And I just don't think Murray is going to do it that well. And I think it's going to piss off Sean Payton, and it's going to lead to Murray getting less snaps, you know, because then Sean Payton will get petty. And I think it's going to end up being a bust signing. Now, I could be wrong. I hope I'm
Here's
wrong,
the thing, though. Like, if you – and granted, look, you know, I say this on the podcast, and I say this to people. You're the best – one of the best tape watchers there is. And that's basically the reason why we got you on the podcast to start, because I was like, he watches tape and he explains it like a normal person, and we like that. So my thing is, like, if you can watch the tape and be like, oh, he runs really upright, like, isn't there somebody in the Saints building that would see the same thing? So, like,
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sean Payton may – I'm sure he does, actually. I'm sure Sean Payton has – he said he would probably listen to this podcast and be like, appreciate your opinion, you're an idiot, you know, and he would say, this is our vision for the player, and time will tell, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. I would have told you last year, Kurt Coleman, for that kind of money, he's going to be a bust signing. I think we all saw that coming a mile away. And so Sean Payton would have said, you're crazy. Kurt Coleman's a great leader. He's going to have a huge role for us at safety. And then he ended up not. So, you know, I think Sean Payton, sometimes he sees a vision, and, it doesn't work out the way he sees it. So time will tell. But I'm not a huge believer in Latavius Murray, which is why – and it's not that I don't think he can be good. I think he can be good. But I do think running back in this draft is something I would like to see happen at some point. It doesn't need to be the second round. They don't need to trade up. But in the fifth round, sixth round, if there's a guy they can go get, because right now Dwayne Washington is the third running back on this team, and maybe it'll stay that way, and maybe he's a pretty good third running back. But I personally would like to see, when you look at the rookies and how they've done, like Philip Lindsay in Denver or Kareem Hunt in Kansas City, you can get a guy in the fourth, fifth round. We've seen it year after year, because these promising good running backs are not being selected in the first round. A lot of times they're not being selected in the second round.
And they tried it last year. They drafted Boston Scott. It didn't work.
But Boston Scott was a late round pick, but I mean, like, Kamara was a third round pick. Kamara's a superstar. So, you know, my point here is I believe the Saints later in the draft can probably pick up a guy that will end up being pretty good for them and will help mitigate Murray potentially being terrible.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So this was the 7 Minutes of Saints for Wednesday. And I want to talk to the people on Podbean. People on Podbean, get yourself over to Patreon. Get yourself over to Patreon. We'll give you a free beer koozie as a thank you. Everybody already on Patreon, you're going to get a beer koozie too. But people on Podbean, get over to Patreon. It's just a better podcasting listening experience. They have an app where you'll get alerts when we do a live stream, which me and Andrew are going to start doing a lot more during the draft probably. You get alerts when we post a show that I can't do in Podbean. You get a custom RSS link that you can paste into your iTunes or your Stitcher or your other podcast app where you listen to other podcasts, and it gives you the paid content that you get through Saints Happy Hour through Patreon. It'll give you the paid content in that podcast app or tool you use. So get over to Patreon. It's a better experience. Do it now. You get a free beer koozie. All right, Andrew, we'll see the people tomorrow.